Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Now, at the time of recording, we are currently 26,000 subscribers away from the big 500,000. So my one request for you guys today before we get into the stories is to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done already. We're so close now, just a couple of weeks away. I would greatly appreciate it. With that being said, let's jump into our first entitled parent story of this video. Entitled Stepmonster shaves my head to get back at my mum. A little backstory before we jump into the main bits. My parents split up when I was 2, and both immediately paired up with the nightmares I would then be stuck with for the next 16 years. Both of my parents' new partners were horribly abusive in different ways, but this story focuses on my real-life wicked stepmother. We'll call her Vanessa. Something you all should know about my father is that he was not an involved parent. Before me, he had 2 other children with different women that he never saw. So it made sense when my parents broke up that I went to live with my mum. She made a lot of bad choices, but we actually had a relationship, and I felt like she loved me. My dad and I, however, did not have a close relationship at all. When he started dating Vanessa, we met, and she seemed normal enough. But after they got married, things started to change. Vanessa hated my mother. Maybe because she was younger, maybe because she was more attractive, maybe because she was my dad's ex. Or maybe it was just because Vanessa was a truly hateful person, but the reason doesn't matter. What does matter is that after marrying my dad, Vanessa had it out for my mum. What's one of the worst things you can do to a mother? Take her child and turn that child against them. And that is exactly what Vanessa tried to do. She convinced my dad to take my mum to court and to rip me away from my family. The courts eventually decided to give primary custody of me to my father because my mother had 2 other children, one with a disability. And my dad and Vanessa made more money. Vanessa did try for a long time to turn me against my mother, but I was utterly devoted. My mum and her other 2 and then 3 children were the only family I had ever known, and I loved them with everything I had. No amount of trash talking my other family or trying to win me over were successful, so when Vanessa realized she couldn't hurt my mother that way, she tried another tactic. She was going to treat me as badly as she legally could and rub it in my mum's face. That is where this story actually starts. My mum was very gothy and I idolized her, so naturally I wore as much black as I was allowed to, and I was very excited to grow up and have dyed gothy hair and tattoos and tons of piercings. When I was 10 years old, my mum bought me my very first bottle of semi-permanent black hair dye. I was so excited, but I told her, "Mum, I don't think Vanessa will let me dye my hair. She wants me to look normal for church. She won't even let me wear black clothes on Sunday." My mum's response was something along the lines of, "Vanessa can eat a big fat weenie. If this is what you want, this is what we're going to do. Don't ever let people like her tell you who you are allowed to be or what you're allowed to look like. You are your own person." And I felt that in my heart. Vanessa hated everything about what made me the person I was anyway. How much worse could black hair possibly make it? I returned to my father's home with sleek, shiny blue-black hair, soft and thick and all the way down past my waist. And Vanessa ordered my dad to take me to the barber and have it all shaved off. My father took me and held me down while I kicked and screamed and cried, "No, please don't cut my hair," while the barber gave me a buzz cut. I was traumatized, my mum was traumatized, and Vanessa hated dragging an already masculine little girl to church with no hair. But over time, I adjusted and decided to use it against Vanessa. I never grew my hair out to a normal girl's length again, and bleached and dyed it every color under the sun. Because what's the worst she could do to me? Shave it off? Oh my goodness me, what sort of person do you have to be that vindictive to say, "You know what, I hate your mother so much that I'm gonna do everything to her child to make her feel bad about me, you know, taking care of her child, shaving her hair off, forcing her to do things she doesn't want to do. Yeah, that is just a horrible person right there. I'm just so sorry, OP, that you were abused like that. I cannot possibly imagine what it was like. And I said abused because, yes, although there may not have been any physical abuse, I mean, there might have been, it doesn't say in this story, that sort of, you know, mental abuse and shaving someone's hair off, that might even be bordering on physical abuse. You know, forcing a child to do something they don't want to do, when it's not unreasonable to have black hair, black gothy hair, is it? That is just a horrible, horrible thing. I also want to put quite a lot of blame on your dad here, because just because Vanessa has asked him to take you to the barber, why is he then forcing you to go, holding you down, along with a barber? Like, what are they doing in this situation? And then just allowing this all to happen just because his new wife said so. I'm not a fan of that either. Honestly, I think you need to go back to that court, that judge who said you should live with your new stepmom and your dad. Show them that, look, they force you to shave your hair off, and probably loads of other things that you haven't had a chance to say in this story. Just say, it doesn't matter about the money, I want to go live with my mum who actually loves me and I actually have a good relationship with. Moving on to our next story. Entitled Aunt says I'm a sinful criminal and breaks my phone on Christmas Day. For some background, I'm 17-year-old and a female, a mixed girl, Caucasian African American. I spend holidays more with my white side since my black side lives an hour away. Not gonna lie, I hate most of the white side of my family. They're dramatic, gossipers, rude, and some are kinda racist. I overall just don't vibe with most of them. All of these apply to my entitled aunt. This entire story happened Christmas of 2019. We all stayed at a huge house that we rented out in the mountains of Tennessee for a week to celebrate Christmas. Everything was going well and it was fun, though I was kinda annoyed because of my entitled aunt being female doggy, if you know what I mean. Christmas Day came. We finished eating Christmas dinner and most of my fam went out to the patio to go in the hot tub, drink, or talk. My cousin, who is the kid of my entitled aunt, a 19-year-old female, we'll call her M, I'm very close to her, and I went upstairs into the room we shared. We were talking about girls. She's les, I'm bi, smoking a blunt and having fun. During our smoke sesh, my girlfriend calls. Keep in mind, she's from Côte d'Ivoire and speaks French natively. I learned when I was 12 and I'm now at a B2 level. She was crying about how her parents are getting divorced and she doesn't know what will happen. Keep in mind, we were both talking to each other in French as we often do. I'm comforting her, as I should. Then my entitled aunt walks in. She was trying to find something, even though none of her stuff was in me and my friend's room. I kept talking to my girlfriend, and after a few minutes, my entitled aunt starts talking to me. Why aren't you speaking English, Ellie? Because I'm talking to my girlfriend, and her English isn't perfect. Well, that doesn't mean you have to speak Mexican. I'm speaking French, aunt. Where did you get Spanish, or Mexican according to you, from? It doesn't even sound the same, like, at all. Close enough, Ellie. Don't backtalk me. I'm your elder. Alright, but can you leave for a bit? My girlfriend is upset, and it's important. We haven't seen any of your stuff in here anyway. No, I want to find my phone and know why your girlfriend can't just speak English. This is America, not some poor country. Then my cousin M, who remember is the kid of my entitled aunt, says, Mum, get out. Your phone isn't in here. It's probably on the table. No! Aunt, I'm trying to talk with M, my cousin, your daughter, and console my girlfriend. I don't want you in here if you're gonna be rude. Don't call me rude. You shouldn't even have a girlfriend or be smoking. Being lesbian or whatever you are is a sin, and so is smoking pot. You'll go to heck if you keep acting up. Yeah. Not everyone is religious, Mum. Get the heck out. You always ruin everything. You are my daughter, Em. Don't backtalk me now. Now, Elliot, give me your phone right now. But this is my phone.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Phone that I paid for. I'm not giving it unless you have a reason. This is what's wrong with you people. You're rude, smoke, and are thugs. The only reason I love you is because you're half white. Oh my god. I was shocked. While I was just staring at her, she ran up to me and took my phone. She threw it against the wall and the screen cracked. Not bad, but still cracked. What the F? Do you think you can just parade around here and break my stuff? Get out. I'm breaking it because it's all sinful. I will not stand by and let you do this. I don't want my niece to burn in heck. Mum, this is why the family hates you. Get out now. Not until Elliot repents her sins and apologizes for being rude. At this point, I was smoking the blunt as fast as I could, so I could be high and not have to listen to her BS. However, my mum walked in because she heard us fighting. Aunt, what's happening? I'm teaching your daughter a lesson is what's happening. She's my daughter. I discipline her, not you. What does she even do? She cussed at me for no reason. She's being sinful and she hit me when I told her to stop. Can you believe her? Well, my mum didn't believe her. Em and I told her what really happened. Really, Aunt? On Christmas of all times you could have picked? This is a day for Jesus. She shouldn't be being a lesbian, smoking, disrespecting her elders, and most of all, disrespecting God. It's not okay. You don't tell Ellie what to do. She's dang near 18 and she's old enough to make her own decisions. Also, you aren't her mother. Get out of here. What, so you're okay with this? It's disrespectful and sinful. Do you want her to be a disrespectful criminal? Yeah, because I love her and she's a good person at heart, not disrespectful or a criminal. Stop spewing your bull to her when she's not religious and just leave. But... Don't butt me, EA. You've been bothering the family the entire week. I should whoop your butt right now for acting like this, but I don't feel like getting arrested at Christmas. Now, what you're gonna do is apologize and pay to get her phone screen fixed. Got it? Now, my mum is very intimidating, and my entitled aunts and the rest of the family is always terrified when she's mad. I'm sorry, Elliot. Good. Now, either stop being an idiot like you've always been and go outside with the family, or go into your room. Okay. A lot more was said in this, but this is the gist. Anyways, my entitled aunt left and so did my mum. After all of that was settled, the rest of Christmas was really fun. We got super high, had a lot of laughs with my cousin, made my girlfriend happy again, and played White Elephants. Pretty 10 out of 10. Wow, I just find it so interesting how these two, your mum and your entitled aunt, are sisters, yet they are clearly such different people. On the one hand, you've got your entitled aunt, who is clearly very, very entitled, to say the least, and just has horrible logic that makes no sense. Then on the other hand, you have your mum who, you know, is respectful, is, you know, quite commanding, yeah, but in a good way, you know, people listen to her, people, you know, respect what she's saying, and she has some authority. I just don't really understand how these two have come from the same family. Like, do they have separate parents but are in the same family? How can they be taught such different morals in life? I guess I'm being a little bit silly. I mean, you guys probably all have that one member of your family who is just a little bit weirder than the others. You probably don't like them as much. And they just do some things that kind of weird you out at some points and act like this. I don't really know what part of the family or how these people come about. I just hope that I never end up being that member of my own family, because if I do, Jesus, my life has gone downhill very quickly. I tell you what though, the person I really do feel sorry for is your cousin, entitled aunt's daughter. I don't know if she's found out yet that she isn't straight, but when she finds out, oh my goodness me. Your cousin is in for a, you know, an absolutely terrible experience, and honestly, I wish her all the best. Although, to be fair, she sounds like she can take it. She's got her head on her shoulders for sure. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. Let me know down below if you have enjoyed it. Show your support by subscribing. As I said the other day, my aim is to get to 500,000 subscribers by my birthday, my 22nd birthday on the 12th of June. That is now, 13, 14, 15 days away? Gonna be quite close, gonna be quite tight. I know you guys can do it. We need to be hitting about 2,000 subscribers a day to get there. It's gonna be tough, but yeah, if you can all help me out and hit that button, that'll be awesome. And you know what? You can always unsubscribe if you don't like my content. You know, it's free, doesn't really charge you anything, does it? And yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.